With their very fine new performing space, excellent sight lines, comfortable seats, good facilities, it seems a shame that Ocean State has picked a weak-at-the-knees Neil Simon play to officially open Rhode Island's newest theater. We speak here of one of the famous writer's Broadway failures, called, aptly enough, Fools, a piece set far from his usual New York or California habitats. In fact, Fools takes us to far-off Russia, where we find a lonely bachelor schoolteacher arriving in an isolated town in which the locals suffer, somehow, from a 200-year-long curse of stupidity. The plot then has the teacher fall for the town and its underperforming population. He likes these folks who have major problems adding, say, 2 plus 2. Naturally, he meets a pretty and pretty dumb young lady and pursues her with matrimony and improved arithmetic in mind. Naturally, too, there is a competitor for her hand, a local noble, a count who can't count much, but uses his power to chase the girl and chase off the teacher. All of this and more is done with Russian accents and in vivid Russian clothing. Bright colors and high boots are the amusing motif designed by Marilyn Salvatore, the always busy Rhode Island costume designer. And the jokes. Oh, yes, those. They go like this. A doctor's wife is asked to draw the curtains. I can't draw curtains, she replies. I can draw a cat or a fish. Then there's the young beauty asking the teacher, would you like to kiss me? With all my heart, he says. Dear listener, I imagine you've already sensed the punchline. No, I meant with your lips, says the beauty. The cast deals with all this as well as could be expected. Matthew Ricard, a Boston-based performer, gives the teacher a fuzzy kind of optimism that works, considering the material. The New York-based Bruce Warren is excellent as the doctor, someone you'd like to visit, but just for conversation, not medical advice. All bright colors and goofily Russian humorous, the sets by Kimberly V. Powers, who worked at Theater by the Sea, are just right. In the end, you'll have no trouble guessing that all is wackily wrapped up happily. So why did one of America's most produced playwrights come up with such an off-the-mark script? One theory that's been around for decades says that his divorce gave all the profits from his next play to his ex-wife. Therefore, he set out to write a dog. Well, I've met and interviewed Neil Simon a few times, and I can't believe this intense, caring author could deliberately write badly. Known for his rewriting ability, possibly he just didn't try very hard to fix the script once he saw the problems in rehearsal. After all, it wasn't his money that was lost when the play closed after only 40 performances on Broadway. In any case, Fools doesn't work, particularly from a master of comedy. But don't give up on Ocean State Theater. They've got some interesting things coming up. The musical Rent, David Mamet's 2009 play Race, and The King and I.